Federal agencies to begin fire debris cleanup on private properties. Los Angeles, the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will begin removing fire debris starting Tuesday from private properties damaged or destroyed by the January wildfires, officials announced Monday. The two federal agencies in partnership with LA County and impacted municipalities will enter the properties of survivors who submitted a form, known as Rights of Entry, to remove fire-damaged structures such as concrete and metal, ash, and hazardous trees. During a news briefing, federal officials noted the announcement represented a major milestone in the wildlife recovery process. Residents in impacted areas will notice an increase in truck traffic, equipment movement, and work crews over the coming days, weeks, and months, said Colonel Eric Swenson, commander of the USASA's Recovery Field Office. "We do ask for your patience and understanding as we work to remove debris and reduce the long-term risk for the entire LA County community." Right of entry forms are available at any FEMA Disaster Recovery Center and online at recovery.lacounty.gov/debris-removal/. The deadline to complete the forms is March 31. Receiving the forms means the Corps will be able to begin clearing debris from residential properties that were destroyed in the blazes, as soon as they are cleared of hazardous materials by the Environmental Protection Agency. Robert Fenton, Regional Administrator for FEMA Region 9, which encompasses Southern California, noted LA County has so far collected more than 7,300 of these forms. The EPA's hazardous waste operations are considered phase one of the debris removal process. Once properties are cleared, residents can choose to allow the Army Corps of Engineers to clear other debris under phase two. The Army process is free for residents, but they must opt into the program by completing the right of entry forms. Residents can also opt out of the free program and hire their own contractors to perform the work. The USACE has already begun Phase 2 work at five Pasadena Unified School District campuses that were destroyed in the Eaton fire. According to the agency, debris has been cleared from the Pasadena Rosebud Academy, Franklin Elementary School, and Noyes Elementary School. At the end of the week, debris removal will begin at some schools in Pacific Palisades. Swenson said they will take every precaution, such as a water suppression technique, to minimize air quality concerns. Additionally, the agencies urge drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists to remain alert around work zones and heavy equipment. "Our goal is to help families take the first steps toward rebuilding by removing fire debris safely, urgently, and with responsibility," Swenson said. Tara Fitzgerald, EPA Pacific Southwest Incident Commander for the agency's emergency response to the LA wildfires, said that Phase 1 activities include the removal of household hazardous materials such as pesticides, damaged fuels, propane tanks, lithium-ion batteries from small scooters to large energy storage systems for homes, any sort of materials that could cause harm to returning residents and workers, who begin Phase 2 of fire debris removal. She noted the EPA has more than 1,300 personnel and 100 teams on the field conducting Phase 1 work. As of Monday, the EPA has cleared 3,000 parcels of hazardous materials. The EPA has a goal of completing Phase 1 by February 28 in order to allow Phase 2 activities on more private properties. In order to meet that deadline, Fitzgerald said the agency will open additional staging areas for household hazardous materials at a Will Rogers State Beach parking lot and at the Altadena Golf Course. Fitzgerald said they do not anticipate opening more staging areas for Phase 1 activities, but the USACE may consider operating additional sites for their activities. As part of their program, Swenson mentioned how the agency can test 6 inches of topsoil to ensure they remove any hazards left by damaged structures or ash left as a result of the fire. If property owners have further questions, he advised they contact the County Health Department for information on soil testing. Fitzgerald elaborated that the EPA contracted with Clean Harbors to assist them in packaging and sorting hazardous materials, which is then shipped to permitted facilities. "No landfills or recycling centers owned by municipalities are accepting such items. Acceptable sites are owned by the state, county, or out of state," she added. Phase 2 materials will be sent to facilities approved by CalRecycle or the county, Swenson said. Concrete, wood and metal could be recycled and reintroduced into the supply or markets. We do use specialty contractors as needed for things like asbestos, Swenson said. Both agencies are implementing several mitigation measures to ensure hazardous materials do not leak or harm the staging area by using several layers of plastic or other materials, deep containers, specialized trucks, among other initiatives. Governor Gavin Newsom hailed the fire debris removal process, which his office said began 35 days after the fires ignited, roughly half the time it took to start similar operations after the devastating 2018 Woolsey fire. The speed of this cleanup is unprecedented, and it's a testament to local, state, and federal government's commitment to getting families back on their feet as quickly as possible, Newsom said in a statement. Similarly, Mayor Karen Bass echoed Newsom's message. In a statement, she said this accelerated timeline emphasizes the power of local, state and federal coordination and leadership, and we will continue cutting through bureaucracy and working together on behalf of the people of the Palisades. By Jose Herrera.